escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. EaglesRadiothon.com is how you can get involved to support the Eagles Autism Foundation. You could buy an official t-shirt designed by Cooper DeGene and Reem Blankenship, $30. There, text 532092, text Midday, M-I-D-D-A-Y, to 532092 to make a donation. Or, Hugh, you could bid on one of many events and special things going on with Eagles players, with us. We'll tell you about the what you could bid on for us. But we have one in particular in front of me I'm reading right now, a round of golf with Jake Elliott. I could read it to you, or we could talk to the guy you're actually going to play golf with. Jake Elliott, Eagles kicker, joins us right now on the Midday Show to talk about his event for the Eagles Autism Foundation and Radiothon. Jake, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for having me.
No, not a problem, Jake. So, Jake, how is your golf game, man? How long have you been playing golf?
It's pretty good, a little non-existent at the moment, which is fine, but I've been playing. I mean, I played a little bit as a kid, but mostly picked it up in college, and then once I got into the league and had some longer off seasons, I got really into it and addicted pretty quick. So got a lot better really fast, and absolutely love it.
So Jake, tell us about this event in particular. So you're going to play at the Union League Liberty Hill with you, one guest, and you're also the winner will get an autographed football. Tell us about the Union League and the golf course there. I'm sure you've played that one before.
Yeah, it's one of my absolute favorites in the area. Right when I got to Philly, I actually joined out there. It was the old Ace Club. So I played a ton of rounds out there. One of my favorites. And they've done so much work to it since the Union League took over, and it's probably in the best shape of any course in the Philly area. So that's saying a lot with all these great ones, Marion, Aronimink, and all these others.
So Jake, I know we talked to you, I think it was last year for this very, you know, the same thing with Eagles Radiothon, and I think it was golf you were playing as well. Now, when you play these, when you have, you know, these events with listeners who bid to play with you, do you play with someone who's really good? Like, have you played against someone else who can really play, or do you take it easy on them? Like, take us through what it's like when you play with someone who wins this. Because we know you can play, so do you take it easy, or have you been surprised with, like, some of these people that win, like, they could play too?
Yeah, it's been a mixed bag. I've always had a great time in these events. Whether it's just a more fun round or sometimes it gets a little competitive, I'm definitely not going out there and taking it easy. But I'm out there to have a good time and usually have some good matches going on out there.
So when you go out to play golf, who are some of your teammates that can give you a run for your money? Who are the golfers that can really, well, like I said, who are some of your teammates that can really play?
Yeah, there's a lot of guys I go out there and play with. I would say I have some really good matches with Braden. Braden's really good. He's gotten a ton better in the last couple of years. So me and him go back and forth a little bit. I think I got his number by a couple, but we'll see how this next offseason goes.
Jake Elliott, Eagles kicker, with us here as we discuss his event for Eagles Radiothon. EaglesRadiothon.com is how you can go on and bid. The current bid is $2,000 to play golf.
Yeah, we could do better
than
that.
Yeah, we could raise that up.
So Jake, the question I have for you is this, because I think I'm going to get into golf, man. I have some golf clubs that I bought, 20 years ago, but they keep telling me, hey, wait, hold up, dog, don't laugh. I'm being serious. And they told me that they probably are like dinosaurs now. You know, they're fossils.
Mm-hmm.
So if I was going to get some new clubs, what do you suggest I get first? Because you got to keep in mind, I'm not a golfer.
Yeah.
So if I started to get into golf, what are some of the easiest clubs I can start out with?
And get some with some fat backs on them.
Fat
nice
backs.
Nice and forgiving.
Jake, I don't play golf. What are fat backs?
They don't look like blades. They're big forged irons.
Uh-huh.
So you got a lot of support behind that club face. So if you don't hit it in the center, you get a little extra forgiveness.
Okay, fat backs.
Yeah,
Kyle, you know that because Kyle was laughing. I gotta write that term down. Fat backs.
Well, I mean, Jake,
sounds like he's taking a shot.
Just to take it behind the curtain a little bit.
I thought you immediately.
Yeah, one time we went to a golf outing. I think it was the Jaws' golf place. And he wore a sweatsuit. So he's trying to become a golf guy, but we got to get the attire right.
I got to get my attire
right.
We got to get the etiquette.
No, because I've been invited, lately, some of my teammates, like Brian Westbrook and Brian Dawg, they've been inviting me to these golf outings, man. And the first thing that they do is cringe when they see my outfit. So I got to get my outfits right. And I got to get some.
You got to look the part. Look the part first.
And I got to get some fat back golf clubs.
You writing that down?
I wrote that down. When I go to the store, I'm going to ask for some fat back golf clubs. And Jake, if they don't know what I'm talking about, me and you going to have a conversation, bro.
No doubt. Come on back to me.
There we go. Jake, we appreciate hopping on. Congratulations again for winning another championship last year. And we're excited to keep telling everyone about this event to go play golf with you.
How much is it up to now?
$2,000, the current
bid. Oh, come on, people. We got to do better than that.
Come on.
Jake, and Jake, will you wear the rings if you golf with the folks? I know this is probably going to throw your golf game off a little bit. But you got to
throw that down as my ball marker.
Yeah, you got to sweeten up the pot a little bit. Come on, Pete, we got to do better than $2,000. We got to do better.
Yeah, we'll get there. Jake, we appreciate you hopping on with us. Good luck this season, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you, Jake.
All right, thanks, guys.
There he goes. Eagles kicker, Jake Elliott. You write that down?
Yeah,
fat back.
Yeah. Because I was, I've been talking.
Are you going to become a real golf guy? Like, Ike's a real golf guy.
No, he is.
He wears the real outfits and stuff. That doesn't strike me as you.
You clowns around too much, man.
You can't be serious for 10 seconds. Come on.
Okay. All the personal attacks are enough. I'm already,
We sit in meetings with you every day where we have to plan a show.
Okay. It's not a personal attack to say you can't be serious for 10 seconds. Please don't mix that up with the personal attack you received on You People yesterday. I would never say that.
I'm in my bag today.
You're all over the place.
But no, I could learn how to be more calm when I play.
That would probably help.
I was talking to Ike. I'm in the off season. We're going to go try to find some club.
Uh-oh.
We're going to figure it out. Yeah.
Uh-oh. But what about the outfits?
I got to go. What's the dude name that was drinking beer when he won one when he was drunk?
John Daly.
Oh, yeah, I got to get them John Daly pants.
Yeah, that feels like you. All right. EaglesRadiothon.com is how you can bid on all the great, really the great events you could participate in, including this. How about this, Hugh? We got to tell everyone about this. There are two events on the Eagles Radiothon website right now that involve the WIP Midday Show.
Uh-oh.
So we have a behind-the-scenes sit-in for two people. We've had those over the years where, people will bid and they'll win and they'll get to come in here on an agreed-upon date and hang out and get to see how this all works behind the scenes.
Do they come to the meeting?
They can come to the meeting before the show if they want.
As long as they don't sit in my seat.
Well, you do get upset about that. But you're welcome to come to all of us and see how it works at WIP. That bid currently is at $250. And then we have this one. Now, Hugh, we got to be on our best behavior for this one. There is an event out there for us, the Midday Show, to go to and do a remote broadcast. Now, this could be at your home or your business. So if you're a business owner, you want us out there, we'd love to come out there and do a show. Or you just want us to come to your house and do a show, we're there. The current bid on that one is $1,000, and we promise to behave ourselves.
Oh, no. Listen, I'm going to tell you like this. I'm kind of leaning into doing it at somebody's house.
It'd be great. It'd be awesome.
Because refrigerator.
Yeah, right. So you could choose either one.
Yeah, well, I'm choosing the one to go in somebody's house. Because I'm going to go in your refrigerator, and I'm going to take my shoes off and sit on your couch.
We're trying to sell this here. I don't know.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just telling folks what it's going to be.
Okay.
And gonna eat your if you have children, I'm gonna eat your children's snacks. That's what I'm gonna do.
Well, he will have your snacks. We'll do a show at your house. We appreciate
it. That sounds fun, though, doesn't it? That sounds
fun. To go to someone's house? Yeah, I'd love to do it. Bids can be placed online, EaglesRadiothon.com. EaglesRadiothon.com. We'll tell you more about some of the other events you could bid on, including ones with a bunch of Eagles players golf there with Jake Elliott. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's react to the Phillies last night. They lose. And look, I'm down. It stinks. I'm frustrated.
No, people think it's your fault.
This is not,
many are saying.
I know.
Listen, you knew it was coming.
I've seen the DMs. I've seen it. Your fault, Jinx.
Oh, no.
Bleep you.
They slid in your DMs.
Oh. Many. Like, take it back. This is your fault. No, I'm not taking it back. We're standing on business. The Phillies are still going to win the division.
It is kind of ironic, though.
Well, I mean, the timing wasn't perfect as they go to Citi Field where they can't win, and then they drop two games. But the bottom line is, I'm not taking it back.
It's kind of ironic.
Do you think this is my fault?
A little bit.
Come on.
No, it's not. Come on.
Listen.
Can people grow up?
I believe it's fault. I think it's your fault, and I think it's – and I'm going to go back here because we were going to leave it alone, but I'm going to go back here today. It's Bryce Harper's fault.
Okay.
For that outfit he wore the other day.
I always say when the Phillies lose, the two people that are most to blame, Joe Giglio and Bryce Harper. Yeah,
Bryce, if you're listening, you should have read back.
You should have read back the rival colors.
No, what are you talking about?
You should have did it because he rolled,
and a huge, no.
He rolled
no, no,
it
no.
out.
He
Hold
did
on.
The right thing
he
last night.
He didn't do the right thing. He caved to the pressure.
Good.
He caved to the pressure.
Sometimes bullying works, and it's necessary.
Don't cave to the pressure. Stand on business.
Stop it.
Just like Cracker Barrel didn't stand on business,
something,
man.
Something very clear happened in these two
Cracker
games.
Cracker Barrel folded like a cheap suit.
In like 2 days.
But look, you saw what happened. You wear Mets colors. You don't come through in a big spot.
Yep.
You get rid of the Mets colors. You come through in a big spot.
First of all,
simple math, Hugh.
I am ashamed of
Bryce Harper. Of you. You're trying to talk him into wearing Mets colors.
Because somebody talked him into wearing them the day he put them on.
And that person should have been
standing on business.
I don't know if anyone talked him into it.
Yes, they did.
No. Did you see the thing he had on his Instagram?
This
was a Bryce Harper born idea.
Where he rolled out all the colors?
No, the problem was nobody told him it was a dumb idea. Not somebody encouraged him to do it.
That's the problem. He need more people around him.
I agree.
To tell him that wasn't bright. But it's too late. You're here now. You've already invested in it.
It's not too late. When you make
off and it works.
Hold on. When you make a mistake, you just pivot off it. It's not that big of a deal. And I give Bryce credit last night. He pivoted off it. He wore teal or whatever the crap he was wearing last night. And you know what he did last night? He got three hits. I'm ashamed of you for encouraging this behavior. The one good thing last night was that Bryce Harper wasn't wearing Mets colors.
He had to wait. But if you would have bounced back and had three hits and did bounce back, nobody would have said anything.
No. Well, they lost last night, so everyone would be annoyed anyway. All right. 215.
Yeah, Bryce, I'm kidding.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You did the right thing.
He did the right thing. 592-9494. All right. Let's react to the game. Your reaction to the loss. Am I to blame for this? No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are to blame.
I'm not to blame. Just because I think the division is over on Monday doesn't mean I'm... They never win in Citi Field anyway. If I said it or I didn't say it, I don't want to change anything. Jinxes are ridiculous. Okay. And can the Phillies salvage a series with a win tonight for you? They can for me. If they win this game tonight, I'm going to walk out feeling okay. Just win tonight, get the victory, get back up six, and away we go to close out this division and get to the postseason. Hugh Douglas over here writing the Phillies obituary on, you know, whatever today's date is, August 27th.
I'm not writing obituary. I still believe, but it's like the fact of the matter is, you don't want to see the Mets in the playoffs. You don't want to see that.
I agree with you. I didn't want to see him before last night. Chris,
that's what I'm saying.
What's up, Chris?
Happy hump day.
Chris, what's up, buddy?
The Mutts.
Hate them.
Joe, I hope you have some of these numbers in front of you. What's our record against them up at Citi Field this year?
They haven't won a game. They're 0-6 up there. 0-5, excuse me. 0-5.
How about at home?
2-1.
2-1. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the math is not math here for me. That puts us at 2-9. And then I have to listen to you come out and say, "Oh, well, we were 7-11." You know what?
We were.
Shut up, Joe. That math doesn't math. 2-9 is not the same as 7-11. 7-11 is a whole hell of a lot closer to 50-50 than 2-9. So don't tell me that, "Oh, it's okay." Because you know what? The math's not math.
Well, I'm not saying it's okay. The point is, sometimes teams have your numbers in a division.
You were trying to tell
sometimes.
Us, no, it isn't the same. Let me tell you something. They are our kryptonite, just like we were to Hughes Braves in 2022. Mm. Or whatever it
Good
is,
shot.
They just got our number, especially when we're up there. But I don't even want to hear one, especially when we're up there. Like, our home record is anything to stand on. All right? We won one series, okay? That doesn't equate to 0-8. And the way we're losing these games is the worst part. First of all, I'm thrilled that the team IL Romano Cheese, because he stunk so bad, they just said, you know, we're just going to IL you and say you got something wrong with your finger. Yeah, no, he's got something wrong with his finger.
Yeah, that was
his
a
hand
lie.
And his arm and everything else. He stinks. But Duran has been abysmal his last few outings. And why is it? Why do we always have to have this curse in Philadelphia? Why can't we have anything nice? Why? Why do we got to go through this? Why does it have to be this way? You know what? So you know what? Right now, the sky is falling, okay? And H-E double hockey sticks, it's freezing over. However, if we could pull out a win tonight,
there we go.
That'll change everything. We need to change the momentum. We need to follow the pledge and give us a reason to follow. And you know what? Like, I got to address something that just happened on this show. Mm-hmm. So we're going to close it out with this. Like Vince Lombardi said, what the hell is going on out here? Jake Elliott talking about fat? B-A-C-K-S! Fat bats?
Fat bats.
Hugh Douglas catching strays even from a kicker guest on the show.
Wow.
That's strong. It's strong. Man, I didn't connect those dots. But
oh, I did.
Yeah, oh, you did. Yeah.
I was laughing. I'm a little sensitive about that.
Yeah, I can't believe you let you people know that you're that sensitive about the weight thing.
Yeah.
I'm not, because I look great. Because I look like,
I know, but
like,
you did 2 hours of cardio this morning.
Yeah, because yeah, I mean, but I was like, that was affirmation that I look great.
I mean, period, end of story.
You did 2 hours of cardio.
Affirmation. That was affirmation that I look great.
By the way, Hugh did 2 hours of cardio this
whatever
morning.
Whatever helps you sleep at night,
no,
buddy.
No, good. Well,
that's a lot of cardio.
Well, it's like as an older guy, because and you have to kind of read between the lines a little bit, because it's a lot of guys out there that when you look up, you see the sky, and when you look down, you can't see your feet. I can still see my feet and everything that came before my feet, because there's some guys out there like that look like they're about in their fifth trimester.
That's not good.
Yeah, so I'm not one of those guys.
I'm glad you can see your feet.
Yeah, but you know, like I can see everything before I get to my feet, though.
How about that D, baby?
Because there's a lot of cats that, you know, they can't do that.
Yeah.
Like if they get out of bed, they got to roll out of bed. I ain't got to do that. So I'm just
because
saying.
Of the 2 hours of cardio.
Yeah.
That helps, at least.
That definitely helps.
It helps. All right. Let's get this out of the way quickly. Move on. Dom, who's a Mets fan, is up next. What's up, Dom?
Hey.
Hey, Dom.
How are you?
Dom, I've been better. What's up?
Yeah, Kyle's a little snippy back there whenever I call. You need to calm down there, Kyle.
Well, you're really annoying, and you're a Mets fan, so.
That'll do it.
Yeah, I just want to thank you for jinxing everything, Joe, a couple days ago when you said, yeah, this is over. Yeah, now watch what happens. We're about to sweep you down.
Mm-hmm.
And if we do happen to meet in the playoffs, which is a good chance we will, like you said, like most of the fans are saying, we own you. So thanks for acknowledging that. I appreciate it.
Well, I mean, I acknowledge the obvious. The Phillies have trouble with the Mets, especially at Citi Field. I mean, but Tom, the idea that I created this because I thought the division was over on Monday is ridiculous. Your baseball team needs me in Philadelphia to say this, to start playing good baseball? You've played like crap for months.
Yeah, we just needed to play the Phillies to whoop up on them to get back in shape, you know?
Well, but here's... that might be true, and that's enough, Tom. Here's the thing. The Phillies and Mets, after today, only play four more times. There's like 28 games to go. Like, I'm not afraid of the Mets reeling off 20 out of 25 against everyone else. That they haven't done that the entire last 2 months. Yes, they get up for the Phillies. I'm annoyed. You're annoyed. Hugh's giggling about it. I get it. But the bottom line is the Phillies are still, if they can win tonight, they salvage the series and we move on. Hugh, if I had said to you before the series, they win one out of three, they're still up six games when they leave there, I think we all would have taken that.
One out of three up there?
Yeah. I would. If you told me on Monday, would you sign up for leaving Citi Field on August 27th up six games? Yeah. Sign up for this in a second. Get one.
I don't know.
I think
that's what y'all call it, copium.
No. That's copium. I don't agree. Like, do you expect the Phillies to win every single series they play?
No, I don't think that's a fair expectation.
Mm-mm.
I think it's fair to expect the way that they've been playing, not to go up there and get beat down the way that they did.
But if they don't get swept and they come out of there with one out of three, that's not getting beat down.
So when they get swept, now what?
But it's a different story. We haven't got there yet.
Like, no, that's my point.
We're not there.
Okay. Tonight's
going to change
a loss? I'm not guaranteeing a loss, but what I'm telling you is this. What I see out there, whether y'all want to admit it or not, is somebody who's living rent-free in their head. That's a fact.
Yeah, but that didn't change Monday. That's been going on for 2 years.
So with that being said, if I know that I have a nemesis in New York, my goal is to exercise those demons. One game doesn't exercise that demon.
No, it does calm it down. It calms it down. I mean,
okay.
If the Phillies lose tonight, this
how many games we win in the playoffs last year against the Mets?
One.
Hmm.
Right, but that's a playoff series. That's different.
Running together wins matters.
Sure it does.
And playing consistently matters.
I agree.
You know what I saw the last two nights, Joe? Hmm. You play well to a point, and then you have a major meltdown.
They do it. It's every time I've been
Major meltdown.
But I think this was to be expected. Like, the Mets are one of baseball's best home teams. The Phillies are average on the road. If this wasn't Mets-Phillies, this looked like a series they could lose two out of three.
And that's why it was important. That's why I'm saying it's important for you to go up there and exercise your demons because you haven't been good on the road.
Right, but that...
And they have been fundamentally more sound than you have.
But this looked to me like a series loss before it started. It just looked like it. They don't play well up there to begin with. The Mets are really good at home. The Phillies are average on the road. This just felt like it was set up for them to lose two out of three.
Well, you better hope to sweet little baby Jesus.
I am
that
hoping.
That you get the Mets come to Philly. And even if they come to Philly, it still don't look like it's going to be in your favor.
I am hoping. And they can salvage this series with a win. I will feel... If they win today, we're walking out up six, away we go.
What's that saying? Hope is not a strategy?
No, we got Taiwan. That's that hope. He's your guy.
Come on, Hugh.
It's your guy.
Hope is not a strategy.
And it's your guy. All right, before we go any further here, we do have a prize to give away today. How about this? Pair of tickets. Dell State, which they play their first game tomorrow night. They're going to host Norfolk State, and you know who the coaches are of these games. Deshaun Jackson of Delaware State, Michael Vick, the head coach down at Norfolk State. This game's going to be Thursday, October 30th. At Lincoln Financial Field. I can't wait for this game and these two to go head-to-head and watch them each in
their
first year.
It's going to be a fun game, man.
It's going to be a fun atmosphere at the link. You can get tickets, Ticketmaster.com, or you can play a little game called Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with a tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Clues and you.
Ooh, they about to love this first clue I'm about to give today. It's been a while since we've been here, people.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had, you know, I was in the lab trying to figure out a better way to present these clues. And I was thinking of even a better way to, like, set up the first question in a way where you could kind of understand where I'm going.
this is just dawning on you to do this, as we've done this for years?
Well, because, you know, a lot of people complain, especially you people. Mm-hmm. They like to complain. And I said, okay, what clue can I give today that will get those competitive juices flowing and will get that mind working and you will know right away?
What do we got?
This clue is this individual recently had a facelift.
This is what you workshopped? A facelift?
Yes.
All right, 215-592-9494. The winning answer today
he's a troll.
Gets a
he's
pair of tickets to Dell State, Norfolk State at the Link on October 30th. All right, your phone call's coming up on all this. And we got to get to something happened last night at the end of the game, the way it ended. Is it time to worry? How worried? Or any worry about Jaron Duran? We'll talk about it next. Your phone calls as well. Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.